Hey, Bird Gang, it's your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, JBNB Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
Boom, boom, boom. What up, bitches?
Yeah, we back, baby. We out here.
You know?
Back fresh like we left something.
Fresh Yankee spinning, baby.
Yeah, I mean, open the day next week, you know what I'm saying? Welcome back, MLB. We appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying? All y'all higher-ups in the MLB union.
And, appreciate you putting holders, it together.
Yeah, getting everything together so we can get back to this great game of baseball that we love. NBA basketball tightening up, getting ready to go to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Suns, the best team in the motherfucking league. You know
clinch
what I'm saying?
Clinch the best record with the league.
Like how that, we man. Do. You know what I'm saying? We don't care about that best record shit, Benny. We're trying to get this motherfucking ship. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get this ship. That's all we care about. You know what I'm saying? Man. Devin Booker, MVP. That's just that. You know what I'm saying?
Beautiful.
No talk. We don't want to hear nothing else about it.
You know what I'm saying? On the court.
Upcoming, you know what I'm saying? It's episode 217, man. What you know about it, though? JB and Benny Blue Review, we out here. You know what I'm saying? Follow us at JB and Benny Blue on all social media platforms. That's all. Even TikTok. All right, we do have a TikTok now. There it is, at JB and Benny Blue.
And I'm not doing dance challenges with Jackson Mahomes, goddamn.
Every once in a while, Benny get on there and do a dance, you know what I'm saying, TikTok dance. Just keep things, you know, a little spicy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, keep everything trippy, you know what I'm saying? We love it like that, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, though, but you can follow us on Instagram, myself at 73KingJB73, and that boy at Benny Blue Eyes, you know what I'm saying? We will follow back. If you got some shit cracking, you know what I'm saying? We're going to follow you back if you whack. Just being real, right? Live streaming, man, that's what we do. Tonight, of course, you know what I'm saying? We're doing it 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, you know what I'm saying? Every other Wednesday, we had to hop on today, you know what I'm saying, because we got some shit cracking. The month of April going to be crazy. I do have a birthday coming up, you know what I'm saying? If y'all didn't know, you know what I'm saying? We got some things going on. We got an anniversary episode coming up.
Oh, I was about
you know
to say.
Hey, we got NFL all kinds of shit cracking. Woo, NFL draft buddy. Coming up, man. Hey, it's cracking right now, okay? You know what I'm saying? You catch our podcast on everything, man. Podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know what I'm saying? Like, subscribe, and share. We on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like, follow us up, man. Hit us up. Like, subscribe, and we love them five stars, man. You know what I'm saying? We're also available on casualsports.com. Shout out to the Valley where I reside, as you can see. You know what I'm saying? Everything going on behind me. You know what I mean? We live stream radio in Phoenix. And, of course, we on the Believe Podcast Network because we believe, goddamn. We believe. You know what I'm saying? You can catch my other podcast, the Bernie Bridges Podcast. Live streaming Sundays at 5:30. That's Pacific Standard Time. And then 8:30. And that's going to be Eastern Standard Time on Twitter. Shout out to the AAT Sports _ and the AAT Birds. That's on Twitter. That's the All About the Birds Network and the family. You know what I'm saying? If you love us, hate us, don't give a damn. We got information. We got business inquiries. Hit us up, JB and Benny Blue Review, at gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Serious inquiries only. You know, I know we talk shit. You got new music. You know what I'm saying? We had something on last episode. Yeah. If you got new music, you know what I'm saying, that you want us to check out, you want us to do a live critiquing of, we'll do just that, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and shout out to the last guy we had on. Like I said, we gave him a very fair assessment. And, hey, keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? You only get better with work. When it comes to music, really though, you know what I'm saying? Yes. So you definitely got a spark, you know what I'm saying? So just keep doing what you're doing, right? All right. Well, here we go, Benny, episode 217.
That's right. And listen, if you're tapping in on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, please drop in a comment or a question. I promise we will get to that. Coming up, ooh, it's the Will Smith, Chris Rock, Jada Oscars entanglement, some review reaction news, some retirement party news, some NFL overtime rules, NCAA Final Four, and a whole lot of mold. But before we get into that, you see what we rocking, baby? Valley Boys Association clothing, the VBA Boys, the sweet life of Zach and Cody, baby.
Yes, sir.
You know, go to Valley
Boys. Them boys in Vegas, man. Them boys out there in Vegas. They went over to Vegas with it, man.
Well, they're draped up and dripped out in that VBA shit out in Vegas.
Yeah, buddy.
You know? And if you would like to be reviewers, make sure to go over to their site, valleyboysassociation.com. Use code podcast22 for 20% off your order at checkout. So make sure to tap with them.
You know what I would do, Benny? You know what I'm saying? My guy, Mickey Sal, I know y'all probably saw on social media, I won a glove. Upcoming boxer named Mickey Sala, Mason Mick, we call him. Great young man. He's 5-0. Oh yes. He's trust me when I say we're gonna be hearing a lot more about old Mason Mick. This kid is real with it. And I won the glove from his 5-0 fight. Mm-hmm. And I just went on, you know what I'm saying, show love, whatever, whatever. So, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect the Valley Boys and Mason Mitt because when Mason Mitt come in the ring, you know what I'm saying, he getting his next fight, and he's fighting on the Benavidez.
The Benavidez undercard.
Yeah, Benavidez undercard. Yeah, so okay. he's fighting on Benavidez, and that's out here. Right, that's okay. Gonna be out here. It's gonna be at the I don't know what it's called, or whatever the fuck arena, wherever the Suns play now. You know what I'm saying? I call it the Suns arena. So because right. That's all that matters. But yeah, Valley Boys, you know what I'm saying? I'll be hollering at y'all, Zach Cody. I'll be hitting y'all up, getting y'all in touch with Mason Mick. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can get him some gear, representing the Valley, man. You know what I'm saying? The Valley hot. It just is what it is.
Beautiful.
And yeah, like that.
By the way, I'm calling it right now. One day in the not too distant future, reviewers, you will see the Savage Duo walking out to the ring with for a championship fight. I'm putting that out in the universe right now. We're gonna be shoulder to shoulder walking out with whoever it may be this gentleman that you speak of. You may look up in 10 fights and you say, "Who the fuck are those two dudes right behind him?" It's like we're gonna be holding the belts like this, holding that shit in the air.
That's you right. Know I mean? You know what I'm saying? The Valley represents. You know what I'm saying? Get ready, tap tap tap, bing 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 bing. You know what I'm saying? Get ready, do them dirty.
Speaking of getting the strap, our guy Tim's on fire, baby. Go to itstimtobuy.com if you need that new or pre-owned vehicle. Text review to 515-444-7003. He'll know exactly what you're talking about because he knows exactly what you need. And if you want to see the proof in the pudding of his work, make sure to follow
his page.
It's Tim to Buy on Instagram. I'm telling you, man, he has a lot of people holding the strap, getting into cars of their dreams. So make sure to tap in with Tim at itstimtobuy.com. All right, reviewers, look. You saw it, the slap heard around the world. Please go to our YouTube channel at JB and Benny Blue if you want to see our patented review reaction, Savage reaction to Will Smith slapping the hell out of Chris Rock. But JB wanted to burn a little bit on it. You got a taste of it in our reaction video if you did see that. But Dr. Bridges, we're going to let you have the floor here in another patented edition of JB's Burning. Why Will Smith slapping Chris Rock over his jaded joke at the Oscars wasn't the move, baby. Explain why.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say this to all of you clowns out there making If Your Man They Protect You Like Will Smith videos for clout. All right, you sorry simp sap suckers. All right, because that's what you are. You just some sorry ass simp ass sap ass suckers. Fucking fake ass Derrick Jackson ass motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Trying to gain a couple likes and get a couple fucking DMs from these fucking desperate ass hoes, you know what I'm saying, out there believing in what the fuck y'all saying, all right? Yeah. Y'all puss asses. Anyway, Will Smith, shame on you, right? Shame on you, Will Smith, for going up there and doing what you did. Now, we're going to get into the origin of why Will Smith has been so frustrated, right? Will Smith has been made to be the obstacle ridicule since 1997. Let's just call a spade, right?
Correct.
He's been made fun of about his music and how he don't curse, right? He got with Jada Pinkett Smith, and of course...
Well, we do, so fuck him and fuck
right,
you, too.
Yeah. Ow! So, yeah. So look, he married Jada Pinkett Smith in 97, which was just Jada Pinkett at the time, and she had a thing going with Tupac. Her and Tupac have been friends for years. He's been hearing that for years, Benny, right? The thing about Future, that was some stuff floating in the air about Future. Right? Okay, the whole August Alsina thing, right? The entanglement, the dreaded entanglement, right? Will Smith has been made to be the object of ridicule for years, right? And mostly behind the woman that he chose to marry and the way that he chose to live his life in marriage, right? So all that shit that he is allowed to come past his door has finally came up to a head. Now, we move on to the Oscars, right? There's been a lot of things said. Oh, he was frustrated. He was mad because of the whole her hair situation and yada, yada, yada. I ain't never known Jada Pinkett Smith to have no damn hair. That's one. Never, you know what I'm saying? Second of all, Chris Rock is a comedian, right? And I was just looking at a clip from Martin, you know what I'm saying, when he was clowning old boy about how he used to fuck MC Light and shit, right? But he didn't get up and go punch Martin in the face. He bust out laughing. I mean, like, so it's like Chris Rock doing his job. The joke was not even that bad, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but what happened was that Will Smith had to put on a public display of power, right? Will Smith played King Richard, the father of Venus and Serena, and how he had to fight to help make sure his daughters could get what they needed and their mother and yada, yada, yada. And he was dug into that role with all the stuff that he had going on. It all boiled it came to a pot in the bowl. He boiled in a pot, right?
Right.
So he jumped up. And he did what he felt like he needed to do emotionally, right? He slapped that man. Now, I'm not even going to get into it. I was going to get into it, but, like, to be honest, I'm just going to put it very vague. If you don't know what Will Smith is going through, being a married man and having gone through all that shit and being with a woman who is so quick to protect herself, right, and so quick to yap, 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 and always got something to say, at times you lose that man aspect and you lose who you're supposed to be. You don't know when that's at. You don't know when to jump. And a lot of times when you do jump, you get reprimanded for jumping because you're like, why you do that? And yada, yada, yada. And then you got, you have somebody who's manipulating you. And that's what Jada's been doing to him, right? So he has no power in his home. So he had to put on a public display of power. Benny, I don't really think Will Smith wanted to say, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. I really think Will Smith wanted to say, I'm so fucking tired of this shit.
Correct. That's what he's really saying.
Tired of all of this shit. He wanted to say, I'm tired of this shit. And he went up there and he slapped a less physical, less aggressive, less in size and stature man than he was. Right? I don't believe if Dwayne Johnson was up there and made that joke about Jada Pinkett Smith. I really don't believe Will Smith would have went up there and slapped Dwayne Johnson. Right? And that's The Rock for the people that don't know who the fuck that man is. Right? I don't believe it would have happened, Benny. I don't believe it would have happened. And I know people up there, you know, people going to be saying, well, you got to defend your wife, do whatever. You would have taken an ass whooping for that. You're missing what I'm saying. Right? You're missing what I'm saying. He chose to do that because he knows he can whoop The Rock. I mean, Chris Rock. He knows he can whoop Chris Rock. So he chose to show and display a show of power, a display of power against a lesser opponent. Right? That's what he did. Point blank, period. Right now, I feel sorry for Will because Will got some, Will Rising to Will Smith. This is my advice to you. Right, you are a wonderful human being. Outside of whatever you got going on, living life, how you live your life the way you want to live your life, in the sense you've dug a hole. Right, to be honest with you, but he's a good dude. We all know Will Smith's a good dude. Right, he's a wonderful dude, quirky, funny, loves his wife, obviously, loves his kids. You know what I'm saying? Loves his family. He loves people. Will Smith really loves people, man. You know, if you don't watch Will Smith or follow Will Smith's Instagram page, please do. It is a joy, right? It's fun. It's good. It's fun to watch, right? Just like anything he's ever done. But Will Smith, this is what I want you to do, right? This is some advice from your boy, JB. The next time Jada has around a red table, right, I need you to walk in there with divorce papers, right? Set them on the desk, the red table. I said, I need you to sign these. Live. I don't want you to be on the show. I want you to walk on.
Talking about getting slapped.
While they're recording, set those papers down and say, please sign right here. You straight. You good. I'm going to give you one out. The house in Malibu, whatever. You good. You'll never have to want for nothing. Our kids are grown. We've done a great job with these kids. They're successful. Hey, I tried. And the world knows I've tried. But I'm not happy. I want you to go do your thing. Do what you want to do to make you happy. But I got to go do what I need to do to make me happy. Because, Will, you're not happy. We all see it. Right? Millions of people see that you're not happy. So, all we want is the best for Will Smith, who's been entertaining us. You know what I'm saying? We've been fans of Will Smith. I've been a fan of Will Smith since I heard parents just don't understand. Right? Point blank, period. I've been a fan. I'm the one that argues that Summertime is arguably the greatest.
You do. You stand on the table for
ever
that song.
Made. Right? The song is fucking amazing. It will be here playing until 2050. Right? It don't matter. So, Will, we wish you the best. Chris Rock, you are a stand-up fucking man. Right? Because when the cops, LAPD came to Chris Rock and they wanted him to be like, yeah, press shot. Nope. He was like, nah, I'm cool. I'm good. Nah, I'm straight. All right. Now, behind you, we're going to get some real good comedy out of Chris Rock because of this.
Right? Oh, listen. In the words of Fat Joe, yesterday's price is not today's price because them tickets for that tour jumped up like 10x.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
$40 to $400.
Real shit. You know what I'm saying? So get some real good comedy out of Chris Rock for this. All right. And we're lucky because Chris, literally, he had to think about it. He was about to flame his ass on. Right? So you talk about being embarrassed. Like, you went up there and slapped him because of that little bullshit. You was going to want to beat his ass if he would have let loose on what he wanted to say. Because I saw it. He was just like, what? You know what? I got a job to do. Let me do my job and get the fuck out of here. Right? So, Will Smith, again, shame on you. But we're praying for you. And we want you to be happy. And then Chris Rock, man, hey, more power to you, brother. All right? More power to you. And what I didn't like, it was us against us. I know Shannon Sharp said this, but I said this before he said it, I believe, because I said it when I first saw it. That's what really pissed me off. It's like two of our finest, right? Two of our finest. These are A-plus list actors, black actors in Hollywood. Not A-list, A-plus list, right? These guys make their own movies. They make the movies that they want to make, right? Especially Will Smith, right? Will Smith produces his own movies, right? And then you talk about comedy. Chris Rock been a boulder in comedy for years. Movies, you know what I'm saying? Like
Mount Rushmore comedy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, two of our best, bro. Two of our best, and then the white people sitting there, you know what I'm saying? The old white people looking there with Mr. Burns singing like, yeah, we got them going again, right? See, that's the type of shit we can't have, right? So, Will, do us all a favor and tell Jay to just get to stepping, you know what I'm saying? And for all you silly ass bros out there that want to talk shit about him defending her, why the fuck she won't defend him, right? Why won't she defend him? Because you can defend somebody without even throwing a fist. She could have very easily defended him years ago and saying, hey, can y'all please stop doing this Tupac shit? Me and Tupac, whatever me and Tupac had going before me and Will, that's our business. He was my friend. That's over. I married a man. This is my husband. It's causing problems under my roof, right? Please stop doing this, right? Stop. Because that's the root of all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Every other week, Benny, I see some fucking 20-year-old post, this what should have been a picture of Tupac and Jada. And you don't know shit about shit, motherfucker. You barely heard Tupac's music, and you couldn't tell me the first movie that Jada Pinkett Smith played
in. Right, you weren't even around. Yeah, right? Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, poor Will, again, we want you to be happy. You know what I'm saying? Do us all a favor and just get a divorce, bro. Like, for real. And then, that way Jada Pinkett Smith can entangle all the motherfuckers she want to. You can go live your life how you want to.
Entangle that way.
Right? And you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, it is what it is, man. Yep. So, that's all I have to say about that in the words of the immortal Forrest Gump. All right, so Benny, on to the next. All right,
pow, pow, pow. And listen, reviewers, if you have your thoughts about the whole entanglement, definitely drop in a comment or a question. Now, I'm not gonna lie, you brought up The Rock, JB. We missed a golden opportunity for comedy, because if it was The Rock up there hosting this year, and by the way, I'm sure The Rock could get offered to host the Oscars at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Did he actually do it before? I feel like he did it before.
I think he's
presented or something like that. But yeah, regardless, yeah. He could like be that. A host. If he was doing the classic roast jokes that the hosts of these award shows tend to do, if he said the same joke and Will shouted it, The Rock would raise the eyebrow,
right.
and he would say whose name, and then Will would start to go, I said keep my name, and The Rock would say, It doesn't matter what her name is.
You know
beautiful. We missed a golden opportunity for real comedy. That would have been pure comedy. I'll tell you what. Oh my God. So listen, man, go run back our reaction video if you want to see what reacted to the actual incident. And, you know, Chris Rock, live at a theater near you, and Will Smith, therapy is golden. Therapy is golden. And big we love time. You, Will Smith, but God damn it, therapy is golden.
Big time.
All right. Now that's enough of that shit. Moving on. Of course, it's a retirement party around these NFL streets on some review reaction news, baby. That's right. Oh, one of our favorites, friend of the show. Mr. I'll toe your ass. B.A. Bruce Arians is retiring and moving to the front office. And Todd Bowles is once again becoming the head coach. Dr. Bridges, this just happened right before we got on here.
Right, yeah.
What are your thoughts about this shit, sir?
I like it. I mean, you know, but that's guys showing guys love, right? Yes. Todd has always been Bruce's guy. You know what I'm saying? They've been down since day one. You know what I'm saying? The whole, you know, they were with the Cardinals for those years. I actually did the intern coach with Bruce and under Todd because I was with the D-line and Brinson Buckner. Shout out to him. What's up, Buck? Bruce don't need to be on the sideline coaching no more. You know what I'm saying? Bruce is 70-plus years old. For people that don't know, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people didn't know he was that old, right? Bruce is 70. Look, Bruce coached for Bear Bryant, right? This is how old
Bruce. Really?
Yeah, he started coaching as like a GA or some shit at Alabama under Bear Bryant. Like,
oh my God.
That's how old Bruce is. 70 years old, man. Like, rewind that shit, do the math. Yeah, he was a young dude doing the GA type shit, you know what I'm saying, for Alabama back in the day. But a fair man, a great coach, a wonderful father, wonderful husband, good dude, and happy trails to you, my man Bruce. Love you to death, man. And, you know, Bruce gave me some advice, you know what I'm saying? He told me, he said, I was going to be a good one. He said, no matter what I do in the NFL, he said, you're going to be a good one, right? Bruce told me I was going to be a head coach one day. And, I don't know about all that, Bruce, but especially the way they're not hiring black coaches down there. like, I don't know about that, bro. I don't know.
But you make a good point. BA has a history of looking out for, you know, former players and black coaches that need an opportunity.
Yep.
And the ill shit about it is Todd Bowles could be potentially the first former player, former assistant coach, and if they play their cards right, first head coach to get a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he's one of the only second time black head coaches in NFL history. So the fact that BA is loyal to his guys is definitely telling about his character. And it's interesting. Go ahead.
And I think that, you know, I know Todd took that job out there in New York, and that was, you know, that was kind of a, you know, I hate to say the word dead end job. You
it's
know
the Jets, because, bro. Because,
you know, I hate to use the term dead end job for the NFL, because I mean, he's getting paid 1 point whatever, 2 point whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's a dead end job. Give me three.
A lot of money to lose.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But he's in a better situation, right? He still has Byron Leftwich. He's still going to be over that defense. He still has all that talent. And that's going to be cool. That's going to be real cool. So I think he's gonna really get a chance to show the leader that he is, because he is, right? He played in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? He's a player coach. And I really think that he's going to get a chance to show the leader that he is. And I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to seeing him do their thing, man.
I agree. I think he's a good coach. And with the Jets situation, just like with most Jets coaches, we just wasn't put in a position to win. Like from ownership on down, their culture is not right. Whereas with Tampa Bay, they have a good thing going, obviously, for many reasons. And some people online were already making the argument, well, how come we didn't give it to Byron Leftwich? Well, you need to understand, for them to win a Super Bowl, they're good on offense. They're good. Tom Brady is a head coach throwing the ball. Like, that's what it is at this point. Plus, with the pieces that they're bringing back, it's about, is the defense going to elevate for them to be able to win a title again? And that's why it makes more sense, I think, for Todd Bowles to be the head coach and Byron Leftwich still be OC. Because they got it. Him and Tom got it. They're good on offense.
Right.
It's about what the Bucs are going to do on defense if they want to contend again.
Without a doubt, yeah. And I really think they just need to tighten the defensive backfield, to be honest.
Their
defensive backfield got to tighten up. One safety, one corner can do a lot for them.
Winfield's a hell of a player.
Yep.
Great pick.
So another safety for them and another cornerback for them would do a lot, right? And then somebody they could, like a Tyrann Mathieu. What I just
Honey
say?
Tyrann
Mathieu, you know what I'm saying? Who knows Todd Bowles' defense very well, right? And who can move around and do a lot of things near the line of scrimmage. Right, and can play that nickel position too. So that'll be a great pickup, Tampa Bay. You know what I'm saying? But this is the reason why I should be in the head office. I mean, it's not why I should be an executive. You know what I'm saying? Because I can see those things. You know what I'm saying?
Casual E coming through with the question. Two-time COVID survivor, Earl Burnett.
Earl, goddamn Burnett, man. We ain't talked to our guy in a minute, man. We love you, dude. You know
we'll see you for our draft roundtable. You better clear your schedule next month.
No. I think that Tom Brady has a lot of respect for Bruce. I really think Bruce is just, he's 70 plus years old, man. Like, I know he don't want to coach till he's 75. I know he don't want to do that, right?
He's still in the organization. He ain't going to be
But he still want to be in the game. You know what I'm saying? He still want to be in the game. And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's just, look, that's a lot of stress, right? That's a lot of stress. So as you get to be 70 plus years old, man, I need all that stress.
Right,
he done did it. You know what I'm saying? He done did the damn thing. He got Super Bowls, all that shit. Like, he cool. Right, he cool. So it's time for him to kick back. He did his thing. Got his boy in that head coach position. And shit, there it is.
It's a beautiful thing. JB, you were talking about DBs and defensive backs. Another breaking news from the retirement party today. Malcolm Jenkins, 13-year career, is hanging it up. Two-time Super Bowl champ when he first rookie year with the Saints, and then obviously with the Nick Foles team there in Philly. Three-time pole bowler, made it All-Pro earlier in his career. 1,044 tackles, 21 INTs, 7 INTs for touchdown, and 11 fumble recoveries. When you think back about, you know, Malcolm Jenkins' career and a lot of the stuff that he kind of stood for off the field. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was definitely standing with Cap and Eric Green and them when that stuff was kind of hot and heavy going down. What do you think about his overall career in the NFL?
As solid as you can get. As solid as you can get. He's been a great player from day one. And the moment he stepped on the football field, smart, tough, intelligent, you know what I'm saying? Football IQ through the roof. And like you said, you know what I'm saying, having enough nuts to stand where he should stand, right? To stand up for what he believes in, to stand up for what's right for him and for his people, right? So Shout out to Malcolm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the man personally, but I'm pretty sure at some point I played against him. Because he's, you know, 13 years ago. 13 years ago. Kind of, sort of, maybe. I don't know. All right, because I retired damn near 13 years ago at this point. Malcolm's a little bit younger than me. But, you know, shout out to that man. And it was been great watching him. You know, you can always count on him to make a big play. That's just what he did. I mean, look at, I mean, his intangibles, you know what I'm saying? His accolades speak for themselves. And probably going to be a Hall of Famer, you know. I ain't going to say first ballot. I don't know what no more, you know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure we'll see him on ESPN here pretty soon. Or Fox or somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Because all the shuffling is going on with announcers. I'm pretty sure he'll be on ESPN or something real soon, right?
Yeah, and Earl, I saw you message about that new promo. We'll definitely be adding that. So I appreciate you sending that. And yeah, man, I mean, with shit, bro. JB, you know I'm getting old when I'm at. He's 34. We're the same age. He's at retirement age. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting dizzy just thinking about it. Oh my.
Well, man, you know, the thing about that is, you know, saying his retirement is different because his life is just beginning. Okay. Right? Yeah, his life is just beginning.
I love a lot going on.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So, but I think he gets in. I mean, like you said, like we've had this conversation whether it's the Eli Mannings of the world and Roethlisberger's and hell, we even talked about it with Carson Palmer. We had that debate. But the reality is, I think with someone like Malcolm Jenkins, his consistency, having the two chips, we already talked. You've talked about that chip bias,
right?
That shit can put you over the top.
Right.
And I think just what he did, I think what his impact on the field. I think he gets in. I don't know if he gets it on the first try, but I definitely think he ultimately gets in. You know,
well, we got 5 years, you know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
I mean, again, yeah, he's definitely going to be a Hall of Famer for sure.
Yep, exactly. So, salute to you, Malcolm Jenkins, walking away on your terms. That's the best way to go out.
Best way to go.
And you have an open door to come on this fine program. So, if you want to talk to a couple savages about the deal,
chop it up with your guy.
Come fuck with us. Speaking of fucking with us, come on, man. Tap with our sponsor, Valley Boys Association Clothing. Go to valleyboysassociation.com. Use code podcast22 for 20% off your order. Check out. Can't wait till my new package gets you. You're going to see me rocking this shit on the gram on our show. And of course, man, if you need that new whip, get at us. Our guy, it's timtobuy.com. Text review to 515-444-7003 and follow him at itstimtobuy.com. Make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue on all social media. And our guy Earl was tapping in, man. Get at our folks at casualsports.com, KSRN Arizona, the crew. That's right. I'm calling it now. The whole Casual Sports crew is going to be on with us next month for our anniversary show. Because you know what it means is our anniversary show. It's
we're going to have to have like drop-ins, bro. Like, we're going to have drop-ins, you know what I'm saying? Special guests coming in, tapping in, you know what I'm saying, for a couple minutes. Hey, you know what I'm saying? This is our, third year, three anniversary?
3 years? Hell, man, we've been doing this since 2016.
Jesus Christ.
That's 6 years. You got to double that up, player.
That what?
Yep, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Bam! Six years.
That's crazy. Man, that's nuts, man. That's nuts right there, bro. Like,
somebody pay us. Pay us. We need, we need $1 million contract. You know,
I know our shit. I mean, look, Barstool, somebody, I know our shit better than half these motherfuckers out here. Come on, man. Like, come on, man. Hey.
Reviewers, we'll spare you that conversation, but everybody who's been down with us for a minute knows how good we are at this shit. It's coming. I ain't worried about it. It's coming. But,
hey, you know,
we're going to talk about it offline. But, goddamn it, the bag, it's bag time. Look, shout out to KSRN Arizona. They've been holding us down for years.
That's right.
And they will be on, and we will be doing a live mock draft of all 32 in the first round. It's going to be crazy, man. We're going to see what happens. All right. A little bit more review reaction news. Oh, speaking of taking it home, my kiddies have been selected to be on the 2022 NFL season of Hard Knocks. For those who don't know how that works, it's always a team that hasn't made the playoffs for at least 2 years in a row. So I think it was them, the Jets, and the Panthers were all available for it. And they said, and the kiddies, you know what? Kiddies bit the bullet and they decided to do it. And to be honest, JB, I'm happy. I think if there was a year of plenty of years that the kiddies could have been on Hard Knocks, I think this is the year given where we're trending. But what is your opinion of the kiddies going to be in on Hard Knocks? Are you going to be tuning in to watch this?
Oh, yeah. Show? Yeah, of course. When I saw it, I was like, good. I was like, good, because they're set to have a really good season, right? So this is perfect, right? You know, they got a great coach, you know what I'm saying? They're building and developing a great culture, right? They believe. These guys believe. The guys that are on that team believe in the man that's leading them, right? And they played hard every damn game that they played last season. All right, I want to say that most games they lost by less than 8 points, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, come on, man.
And they started winning at the end of the season. They started winning at the end of the season.
So look, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see the progression. They got a guy in Goff. You know what I'm saying? Could they get a better quarterback? I mean, yeah, they could, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what their picks is.
Don't trade for Baker, please. I do not want to see this on the show that you traded for Baker.
No.
Goff. It's only one more year in the deal.
I told you where Baker going. Baker going to be in Seattle, bro. I'm telling you, right? Baker going to end up going to Seattle, right? So, yeah, I'm with it. I'm all for it, and I can't wait to see it. I'm good. Congratulations to the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, usually when they do Hard Knocks, it's either – and I mean, this show's been on since the late 90s. I think they started it, if I'm not mistaken, after the Ravens won the title, like in 2000. Mm-hmm. So this show has been on a minute for the younger viewers who don't remember. But usually in recent history, it's usually teams that aren't that good. And even worse, it's teams that people say are going to be good and then they aren't good.
A.K.A. the Cowboys.
Right. At least with – that's easy. Joke. At least with the kitties, we know that we're trending up, and that's what I love about the timing of this. I'm so glad that they didn't do it in the early years when they could have really embarrassed them. This is a good time to do it. So I'm actually a fan. I'm excited. I kind of fell off of Hard Knocks the last like few years, but besides them being my squad, I'm legitimately excited to see like the inner workings of what they have happening. Now, speaking of changes in the league, Dr. Bridges, buddy. Well, you talked about it. You cut a promo on this here a few episodes back when we were still in the season. The NFL agrees to change the overtime playoff rules so both teams have a chance to possess the ball and win in overtime. When you saw this, what were your thoughts, good sir?
You know, the first thing I said when I saw this, Ben, you fucking crybabies. That's all I saw. That's all I said when I saw it. I said, the fucking crybabies got their wish.
What up, Titans?
Right. Fucking crybabies got their wish. Benny, why is this a thing? Right? I'm going to say it again. When you play NFL football, there's a coin toss at the beginning of the game. Whoever wins the coin toss has the option to accept the ball or defer it till halftime. Right? So, that means that the other team gets the ball first. Right? Well, if the team that defers just so happens to stop the team that won the coin toss, go down and score, right, and then get the ball right before halftime and score, guess who gets that ball back after halftime? The team that won the coin toss, right? It don't matter. So the team that won the coin toss is going to get the ball after halftime, whether they scored or not. So, what is a constant in all of those scenarios? Somebody got to play defense against this team. So, if by chance you lose the coin toss and you allow a team to go all the way down the field and score a touchdown, you deserve to lose. And hell no, the other team shouldn't get another opportunity. Because their defense failed them. It's three phases of football. Right? Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, riddle me this. They kick the ball off to them. Now, they don't do a kickoff in overtime, do they?
Unless they get to the sudden death.
Okay, so they do a kickoff in overtime. So what happens if the dude touch the ball to take it all the way back? The game should be over, right? Mm-hmm. The game is over because your special teams failed you, right?
And that's how it'll be in the regular season. And for those who can't see the screen or listening or didn't know, so the new playoff overtime rules are both teams will have the opportunity to possess the ball in overtime in the postseason. If the score is tied after each team has possessed the ball, the next score wins. So that's when it's basically just moving it like one more period, quote unquote. If the team kicking off to start the overtime period scores a safety on the receiving team's initial possession, the team that kicked off is the winner. Which that's an interesting.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? I mean, I know what it means, but like, why was you what? Like, okay. So anyway, like I said, playoffs, regular season, it don't matter, right? The overtime rule should be the overtime rule, and all I guess, like I said, the crybabies got their chance. What we gonna see, Benny? What we're gonna see is we're gonna see some overtime in the playoffs, and the team that gets the ball second is still gonna lose,
Right.
They're still going to lose, and they're going to be like, and then there's going to be some crying there, too.
It wasn't fair.
Right, there's going to be some crying there, too, right? Fucking crybabies, whatever. I guess you got what you wanted, right? Mm-mm-mm. Congratulations. Mm-mm. Congratulations.
Well, they changed it, so you know we'll see how that affects some of these matchups, like what happened with the Bills and with the Titans. But hey, like JB said, you got your wish now.
Yeah.
Ain't no more bitching.
I can give it to you, but what you gonna do with it? Right, like, that's the thing.
It's like the transfer portal of rules. We let you move.
Right.
Now you got a new opportunity, so you better make the most of it. Goddammit,
suckers.
And finally, Dr. Bridges, as we're wrapping up, it's that time. Now, reviewers, as you know, some years we choose to do brackets. This year, we didn't feel like doing that shit. But nonetheless, the Final Four is here for the women and the men. So we are going to predict the matchups of the Final Four and who will win it all, because we will be off on our off week. So starting with ladies, it's number 2 UConn taking on Stanford, and then South Carolina taking on the Ville, baby, them Cardinals. So for the Final Four, JB, who wins these matchups and who do you got winning it all?
I got UConn and South Carolina going to the ship. All right. And I got South Carolina edging it out. I got South Carolina edging it out. South Kakalecki. Word to what's the coach's name? I can never think of my name. WNBA player. South Carolina's coach.
Can't remember her name.
Get that Google name? On, because we got to shout her out like big time. You know what I'm saying?
Women's basketball coach. What's the damn name? Dawn Staley. She's got the glasses.
Staley, that girl Staley. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Is that Deuce Staley's sister?
<It's> like,
that's Deuce Staley's sister. So either way it goes, yeah, I got UConn and South Kakalaki getting to it, and I got South Kakalaki getting the W.
Okay, well, reviewers, you can drop in the comments if you're still tapping in about who do you think wins in the Final Four and who wins it all. For this, I also have UConn beating Stanford. Of course, I'm taking the Ville to beat South Carolina. And then I'm actually going to take UConn to win it all. I think Paige Brockers is on a tear, and I think they're going to get it done. UConn's just a powerhouse, man. Like, of course, I want the Ville to win, but I feel like it's UConn's year. So I have UConn going. It's a little bit different, so I got the Ville going, but I have UConn. Get it done. JB of South Carolina beating UConn. So there you go. Again, drop in the comments and let us know how you feel about that if you'd like. On the men's side, it's a rivalry game in the Final Four for the first time. It's number 8 UNC taking on Duke, and Coach K's right off into the sunset versus Villanova taking on number 1 Kansas. All right, man. What you thinking?
It's got to be Coach K. It's got to be his year. It just has to be his year because he retired, man. It has to be his year. So, of course, I got Duke beating UNC, right? And then I got Nova beating Kansas, and I got Duke beating Nova. For Coach K's farewell championship, right?
Yes. And I'm predicting the exact same thing. Nova beat my Wolverines, and Nova's a hell of a team. They're well coached by Jay Wright. They're going to give Duke everything they can handle and try to spoil that party, but I do think Duke gets it done late. And say what you want about Coach K. I mean, I know the man's kind of got a little bit of a checkered history, but the fact of the matter is that dude built the program, and it's been domination. And I mean, listen, it's cool him being the last year. It's cool that he may very well get an opportunity to coach one more time for a championship. I also think it's ill that it's UNC and Duke playing in the Final Four.
How dope is that? Yeah,
that's super cool. I mean, obviously that'd be dope if they were playing the championship, but nonetheless, that's cool. So I'm also taking Duke to beat Villanova. And pow, that's it. Reviewers, you know what time it is. It's time for some We Need Us, Dr. Bridges, final thoughts. You see that fist? Pow! What you got, sir?
Nothing. Love all y'all.
Nothing.
That's all I got. Love all y'all. You know what I'm saying? We do need us. You know what I'm saying? You see the color of that fist. You know what I'm saying? Many colors of the rainbow, many shades of brown, the whites, the browns, the tans, don't matter. We do. We need all us, man. We appreciate and love all y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because this is the JB and Benny Blue. Episode 217. Jesus Christ. Coming up on our 6-year anniversary? Man, now I feel old. I feel podcast old. Anyway, follow us at JB and
Benny Blue. Talk about retirement. Jesus.
Right. Sheesh. Follow us on all social media platforms at JB and Benny Blue. All right. Even TikTok. Yep, we got a TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to our content creator, man. This cat is doing a great job, as you guys can see. Follow us on our Instagrams at KingJB. Sorry, 73 KingJB73. And at Benny Blue Eyes, we rock with you if you're rocking, okay? Of course, podcast, we Spotify, we Apple Podcasts, we on all that shit. All right, literally YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Like, subscribe, share, 5-star reviews. We appreciate it. Tell your friends about us. We're available on casualsports.com. Yeah, we live stream in the deserts here where I reside. And, of course, the Believe Podcast Network. We need some money. All right?
Yes.
Pay us. We out here. You can catch my other podcast, The Burning Bridges, live streaming Sundays at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time and 8:30 on Eastern Standard Time. Of course, Twitter, at AAT Sports _ and at AAT Birds. It's all about the Birds family, baby. Shout out to City of Philadelphia. Shout out to Valley Boys Association. Shout out to It's Tim to Buy. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Yes.
Shout out to the Suns. What's happening?
Ooh-wee.
Shout out to the Yankees. You know what I'm saying?
It's coming back, baby.
For real, though, welcome back, MLB Baseball.
Yes.
And we're excited, you know what I'm saying, to watch our respective teams get down in that as well. And, man, we're just grateful. Again, JB and Benny Blue coming up on our 6-year anniversary, episode 217. Shit's been amazing. It's going to continue to be amazing. Like Benny said, the bag is on the way. All right? It's on.
Right.
Wait, and I like to think it's taking so long because it's heavy, baby. It's heavy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. Our route may take longer, but our route will last longer. You got
damn right,
that,
baby.
You know what I'm saying? And that's it. 217. We are out. We've been in our bag for this one. We love you guys. Follow us at JB and Benny Blue. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Good in April, JB's birthday month. Aries season is upon us. We're getting into it, baby. So
cram.
Cram.
Because we out here. Cramilton. Shout out to.
Oh, my God. Tony Baker, shout out. That's right. All right, reviewers, we love you. It's been the JB Bangler Review, and we will see you next time. Peace.
Holla.